AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge remained low last month. Saker Magani has details.
The Commerce Department says prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, up slightly from last month. Compared with a year earlier, inflation stayed unchanged at 2.5%. The report comes a week after Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted inflation is steadily falling.
My confidence has grown that inflation is on a sustainable path back to 2%.
Setting the stage for the Fed to start lowering its key interest rate.
The time has come for policy to adjust.
The Fed meets next month, and economists expect at least a 0.25% rate cut. Reductions in the benchmark rate should, over time, drop borrowing costs for a range of loans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That helped rally Wall Street. Alex Vega has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday to finish August with a gain of 2.3%. The NASDAQ added 1.1%, and the Dow rose 0.6%, setting another all-time high.
The Israeli military says it killed a senior Hamas commander in a strike on the West Bank city of Jenin. 3 days of heavy fighting have killed at least 20 people there, mostly militants. Meanwhile, Julia Frankel reports the World Health Organization will be vaccinating some 640,000 children in Gaza against polio.
The campaign is supposed to start Sunday, with children lining up for their first of two doses of the vaccine. About 1.3 million doses are already inside Gaza in cold chain storage in a warehouse in the Central Strip. Now, whatever happens with the vaccination campaign, the pause in fighting is sure to be a welcome reprieve for the people of Gaza who've now weathered 11 months of fighting.
Dallas's police chief says a man intentionally set out to shoot police Thursday night when he killed an officer sitting in his patrol car and wounded two others. The late-night attack set off a highway chase and ended with officers fatally shooting the suspect. This is AP News. A warming climate's being felt by runners. Ed Donahue explains.
Carolyn Baker has run the Falmouth Road Race on Cape Cod more than a dozen times without any major problems. Last year, she was almost to the finish line.
I don't remember anything after that.
Suddenly, Baker collapsed.
The next thing I knew, I was waking up in a medical tent.
It was heat stroke associated with extreme heat, and experts say climate change is worsening the risk. Race medical director Dr. John Jardine says Falmouth is a magnet for heat stroke. They monitor the weather.
Something we call wet bulb globe thermometry. So it measures not only the ambient temperature, the humidity, but also the globe temperature, which is the sun's radiation.
The best way to treat heat stroke is to get the patient to a tub of ice water fast. Baker has learned a lesson.
I've been more careful about being hydrated before running.
A week after she collapsed, Baker ran the final mile of the race. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.